Hello everyone, this is Evangelos Nudge, and this is me playing Troopenum 1.6, the follow-up for me playing Troopenum 1.5, and if you want to watch that video, just go check out my channel, it's right next to that video. So, I played Troopenum 1.5 and I beat it, and I got a high score, and I played the speedrun, and I got an awesome high score there, and it was kind of cool, and, well, now is my first time playing 1.6, so I didn't have any scores, I didn't even play the speed round, I didn't even play the demo like I did with 1.5, and Daniel recorded it. Anyway, so one thing before I begin, I said this in 1.5, but I'm still gonna say it right now. I recorded the speaker output, because I was using headphones, and my microphone is crap anyway, on my computer, that's it, that is. And, well, that's how I got to record this. There's gonna be no stereo, because my microphone is mono, and the speaker of this computer, of course, is also mono, so that's why I needed to use headphones, and that's why I had to record the sound anyway. Let's just start it. You're gonna hear, it's gonna skip the intro, because before I started it once, and it said you're not running the latest version of DirectX, and I was like, what the, and I restarted it, and it worked, and I recorded it, I don't know what that sound was. Anyway, let's start the recording.
Viewfinder. Image.
Enough talk.
Double tap to focus. Speech off.
Use your up and down arrow keys,
proper
select option,
music.
And press enter. Start game. Change options.
I'm going to change my options
for use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and press enter to change it. Paper active size, off. Speak background ambience, on. Return to main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, then press enter. Start speed change, learn game sounds.
I don't know why I'm looking through the menu when I want to start the game.
Start game.
And I didn't even press home. You may notice that the MIDI music has some reverb in it, which is kind of weird because when I play it normally that doesn't happen. It's the same with 1.5. Okay, let's begin the game. You may notice that the music is quite familiar if you haven't even heard it. And the target sound, the ship one sound, is a lot more pleasant. And the gun sound is the same from 1.6. From 2.0. There are other videos about Troopenum 2.0 as well. On that channel. Okay, the level sound, which you just heard, was the backwards of Troopenum 2's level backwards sound, which is still here, which is cool. Smoke bomb. And this time, unlike Troopenum 1.5, you can use your number keys, 1, 2, 3. And as well, like on unlike on 1.5, the music actually speeds up instead of changing pitch. And this is the new Lunar Lifter. It's a lot better, trust me. And that was the edge of screen. You can't hear it in 1.5 because you have to tap your arrow keys. In 1.6. You would be able to hear it because you're holding right or left, and that's why. This time we can actually make out the score, because 1.5's level sound was so bad that without headphones, you can't really hear what it was saying, and you can't skip the level sound, you can only skip the points sound. That was the same sound as if you would have heard if you would have destroyed a bomber. And the boss ship has a different sound as well. That one. And a lot of Lunar Lifters. One more hit with the boss ship, and meteorite bonus round. The same as 1.5. Bonus round. Shoot the falling meteorites for extra points. Again, it's the gun sound that's sped up, which is a little weird to me, but at least it's there. Okay, intermission again. As I said at 1.5, my me playing 1.5 video, this music is so awesome. As well as this sound. Now, spoiler alert, on level 6, before I do that, the enforcers, they sound a lot better. And when you hit them, it's the same sound as 1.5 though. And when you kill them, it's the same thing. But, as I was saying, the music, spoiler alert, on level 6, I'm gonna get a portal, and I'm gonna move down to level 5, and you'll hear that there's something wrong with the music. This happened to me in 1.5 when I started the game, except for, well, we'll see what happens. I'll let the sounds speak for themselves. Okay, let's go. Let's get the item and move on and play that weird music. Here we go. I'll use the number keys. Okay. Before I move on, I paused it. So, you're going to hear the pause on the recording, and this happened. Yes, everything, except for that cymbal sound, is a piano. That is weird. And a bunch of cruisers. And all of them are the same. At the same thing, except for the fourth cruiser, which was a little bit to the right. And that was one of the new ambient sounds, which was replaced because they no longer have talking ambient sounds now, which is better, at least for me. That was the edge of screen sound, and let's move on to starting with a woman lifter. Item. Smurf bomb. And again, 1.5. Well, that's close. 1.5, it just said the item once. Here, it has 1 second echoes, which is weird, I guess. That was another weird ambient sound. Okay, let's make the music speed up. Wave 7, sorry. No, wave 13. Why did I say wave 13? The hovercrafts have the same exact sound as they were in 1.5. And I'm saying cruisers and wheel lifters and forces and hovercrafts when they aren't called those yet. Only in 2.0. And of course there are no liquidators. That was a lot of that. I think that was a quadruple and then a triple. Anyway, as I said in Truth in a 1.5 video, they didn't call the ships names yet. They were just enemy ship number 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Okay, come on, end the level. Thank you. The last wave here for this music. But then comes my favorite music in Truth in 1.6. And don't get me wrong, the awesome bonus round music and this music and even wave 1 to 4, they're all good. Last ship number 1. Come on, get the hovercraft. Alright, there you go. By the time you do it, after that, I say it. Flash ship number 2. Nine. Thank you. I think you have to hit the boss ship 3-4 times. Yep. I'm missing lock. I don't know why. And also, if you press escape, you die automatically. There's no, are you certain you want to quit? Which is a little bad, but I would never press escape by accident. Okay, let's end the level now. And this time, the MIDI is back to normal. So, here comes the awesome level 9 music. And some awesome level 9 music. I love this music. I don't know why, but it's so awesome. Come on. Thank you. Another thing, the smart bombs and the portals sound a lot better. A lot better than in 1.5. The super laser sound didn't change though. But that was okay. Another ambient sound. It's like a... I can't describe it. Smart bombs are so good. That was my first 60,000 point thing. I think this is gonna land. I think it did, I don't know. In 1.5, I never got an item that had points. Wave 10 is where things get really hard. This is where you really need a smart bomb or super laser. Sorry for that. Come on. Every time I say it, before I finish my sentence, you're able to do it. I'm saying you, it's me. Because I recorded this a few minutes ago. Come on. There we go. Come on, move on to level 11. Right? Yeah. Come on, there we go. And the music sped up a little faster than I wanted it to. I want to know when the music actually moves or goes to the next level though. Well, the items are really fast. And that was my 30,000 points. I think that's going to be the last of items. But as I always do, I like using the super laser for the last boss ship on level 12. Yup, I had to use the smart bomb there. And I think this is where it's going to land. Nope, it didn't land. But I swear, there was that one hovercraft on level 9 or 10, I don't know when, but it landed, I think. I don't know. I didn't even check, so I don't care. Another thing, not even in 1.6, was there a warning about to die. But probably because there was no ground loop. Okay, last level. Dash up number one. Oh no, it's gonna land. Not. Dash up number two. With a voice crack. Come on, you can do this. Dash up number three. And I think I used the super laser on the fourth boss ship by mistake. Yeah. I used it on the fourth one by mistake. But I don't care. At least I used it. Let's wait for the... There we go. Let's end this. Right now.
Congratulations, you have won. Your final score is 399,450 points.
Yeah, I love this music as well. I wish that would happen in Triple M 2.0, but of course it doesn't. Another thing is that Shukuram 1.5 didn't have those. My final score is. And it didn't have game over. And Triple M 2.0 didn't have it either. And didn't even have echoes. Instead, they had weird double versions of the voices in lower pitch, which makes no sense. This is where the bass is really weird, but that's why I like it. And as always, it doesn't end properly, it just stops. 1, 2, 3, stop.
Use your up like and down that. Arrow keys. Select
and let's follow with the speed round,
start
why not?
Game. Change, learn, game. View top 10 scores. Use your up and down arrow keys to
I was just checking that because I didn't know if I could view. If I could change a view top 10 score for difficulties for now, but of course not. Anyway, let's hear speedrun. I'm saying that because in the Triple M 1.5 video, I had a spoiler alert of me getting a number of points, and that wasn't the best. If this is your first time watching this video, and you didn't watch the other one, just remember that I got 111 points on 1.5, and after that, before that, I got 104. On 1.6, I got a worse score than that. So, I really have to update that for a little bit. I'm going to play the speedrun for after a while. This is just the beginning. Remember, not even 2.0 does missing make you lose points in the normal game. Whoa. This is where it gets kind of hard. Let's check your score. Yes, only 77. That is how fast the ships go. I have no idea how. But I'm gonna get my first load of ships in a few seconds. Here we go. Yes, that was one more contact.
Game over. Your final score is 102 points. Use your up and down
yes,
arrow
just
keys
102
to select
points.
An option, then press enter. Quick
and
game
this is
and
the
exit
sign.
Thanks for playing.
So yeah, that was me playing Troopenum 1.6. I hope you've enjoyed these videos, and I'm going to come back with some high score updates, maybe. So, as always, thanks for watching, and goodbye for now.